loves, and welcome back to Ask Miss Ella. So, you know, I love to just talk about, certain topics in life, love, and just generally everything. And today I was thinking to myself, be selfish. And no, I do not mean it in the way it sounds. I mean, be selfish with your time. If you are going to strive to become better, you need to be selfish with your time. And what I mean by that is, if you have 24 hours in the day, and let's say you're a person who sleeps for 6 or so hours in that day, most people would have about 18 or so hours left, right? Again, most people either study or work between 6 to 10 hours a day. So that means there's roughly also 8 or so hours left in the day. Be selfish with those 8 hours. And what I mean by that is, if you're at work and you're doing a project and someone who kind of slacks off or doesn't really pull their weight asks for help, say, yes, I will help you. Like, don't change your demeanor or anything, but yes, help them. But put in the condition, yes, I will help you. Just let me finish my project first. Or better yet, if let's say you were young and you were at school and someone's asking for help with a problem, just say, no worries, I will help you. If you just give me 2 minutes to finish this problem that I'm working on. You see, when I say be selfish, I don't mean be rude, I don't mean be crass, and I don't mean completely be mean to the person and, shut them off or shut them down. I don't mean don't deny them help if they need it. What I'm saying is make sure that you finish what you need to do and then help them. If that's your role and that's usually what you do. Because you know what? You know when you're, I don't know how many of you would have been on a flight, but if you're on an airplane, and you're going through the safety instructions, the air hostess, they normally go, oh, thank you, for cabin crew, blah, 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 thank you for boarding this flight, just to go over the safety instructions. And then, they proceed to tell you, the exits, what you do in the emergency, how to brace yourself and everything, right? And then they go, in the event of emergency, they talk about the breathing masks, right? The oxygen masks that would come down from the top of the plane. And so, excuse me if I'm not exactly correct to my terminology, I'm not an air hostess or flight attendant if you're from that side of the world. But they say before you help someone else, make sure that you have secured your own mask and then proceed to help the person next to you or across from you. And I always carry that whenever I've flown anywhere, it's always there. Make sure they always say before you help someone else, please make sure that you secure your mask on safely and firmly and that it is in place before you proceed to help the person next to you if they need it. And that's in life. Like, I don't know whether most of you know, but they're telling you a very important lesson about life in that little safety video in that second. They're saying to you that you need to make sure that before you help someone else, make sure you're good. Make sure you're in the capability, that you have the capacity, and that you are secure enough to be able to help someone else. Because don't ever confuse it. I never say don't help someone. Help them if they need help and you're of that person and that personality, help them, of course. Don't ever begrudgingly help someone. But what I'm saying is you need to be selfish in terms of make sure that you yourself are in a secure place and then proceed to help the person who's offering, sorry, help the person who is asking for help. Because let me just ask you a question. If you are in a lot of financial trouble and the person next to you needs help, You'll kind of try your best to have a plan for your own problem, right? And then you'll proceed to help that person in question. Have you? And there are different types of people in the world. I know people who, have their own problems, myself included. And yes, you do help other people. But the thing is, right, you make sure that you kind of think of a plan or you have some type of, coping mechanism to cope with your own circumstances so that you can, willingly help someone else with their own circumstances and their own struggle. Be selfish. Be selfish with your time. Never be rude to people. Don't be crass to people, but definitely be selfish with your time. If you are studying in university and you need to study for certain courses, and you have friends that are saying, "Oh, let's go out. We'll have a great dinner, or maybe go out to a club. We can party like, from 7 till tomorrow morning." There's nothing wrong with that. You can party. But what I'm saying is, if you have a test and it's worth at least 40 or so percent of your grade, are you really going to risk the chance of you looking just a bit focused or a bit serious about your study than going out with a friend or two? Would you actually not study at all and go out because you didn't prioritize yourself and your own education and development, and went out and kind of not wasted your time, but you wouldn't have enjoyed the experience as much as if you'd actually studied and then gone out? Like, really? I have friends who they are studying, they're studying full time, they're working full time, they're doing placements and internships, they're going to the gym, they're in, national sports. And all great athletes or musicians or whatever, or academics. And there's sometimes when I just wonder to myself, oh my gosh, these people, they're doing like 20,000 things, their grades are good, their sporting achievements are good, they still have time to socialize with other people. And then there's when, and I just think to myself, you know what, they're probably being selfish. And good for them. You see, the way to get the most out of your day, and maybe to just better yourself in general, be selfish with your time. If you have a friend who gets put off that you put yourself first, you have to question, are they really your friend? Like myself included, I have friends and we're all busy with our own lives and everything. But the thing is, if you make plans with someone, okay, so I'll make sure I do the groceries here, I go to the gym then, I go and study here, I go and work then, like you prioritize what you need to do as well as hang out and socialize with your peers. I say never forsake yourself to please someone else. If these people are really in your lives, they will understand that you're busy and you might not be able to come to every single function, an event, or gathering that they might have. And it's okay because the thing is, it's okay to be selfish about your time. If you just want some you time in the day, if you want that hour or 2 hours of your time just for yourself to either read, listen to music, I don't know, draw, paint, play video games, that's okay. You're entitled to that time. You need to be a bit selfish because the thing is, you're trying to relax and have a bit of peace in that moment. And you should not have to sacrifice your peace and your state of mind to keep other people happy. There's this fun quote and it goes, if you wanted to keep the peace and make everybody happy, why don't you just sell ice cream? Because everyone loves ice cream. This is no offense to anyone who sells ice cream, by the way. I'm just stating that it's okay to be a bit selfish in your goals and your dreams, Don't let people walk all over you to such an extent that you start compromising your own happiness,
your own hobbies, your job, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your pets even. Make sure that you are one of your top priorities. Make sure that you do put yourself first. And I'm not saying that you need to put yourself above everybody else. No, that's entitlement and we don't want that. You should not be entitled to, think that you're better than other people. No. Because that's not what we are about here. I'm saying you need to make sure that you prioritize your well-being so that you can better help people. You can better enjoy other people's company and they can in turn better enjoy your own company. Make sure that you have that enough time to study or go to the gym, spend time with your family, your kids, your friends, sure. But make sure that you prioritize what is important to you before giving help to someone else. Make sure you factor in your own happiness. If giving back to someone and helping them makes you happy, don't worry, go for it. I say full charge, go for it. But make sure that you are in the capacity, and I say that again, make sure you're in the capacity to help someone. Make sure you are mentally and emotionally able to help someone. And make sure that you are truly taking care of yourself before you help someone else. Because how can you expect to help someone else if you can't even really help yourself? Like, is that not crazy to you? You want someone who can help themselves to help other people, not the other way around, because that's really, really burning yourself out. So I'll leave you with that, loves. Be serious about yourself. Be happy, but make sure prioritize yourself. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with you. Be selfish with yourself. Because you know what? Once you start prioritizing what's important in your life, that's when you really start bettering yourself and your life and enriching your life and making it as full as you really want it. So, loves, be selfish. And don't forget, just ask Miss Ella.